Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic. A big one tonight for the Nashville Predators against the Dallas Stars. And to help us talk more about that, let's bring in our good friend Hal Gill, brought to you by Puckett's. Skillsy, what's going on, my man?
How you doing, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure each and every week. And Skillsy, a big one tonight for the Predators against the Stars. Why has the matchup against the Stars, in your opinion, been such a difficult one for the Preds? And how do they fix that going into tonight?
Well, it's very different. It used to be a run-and-gun team. I mean, the Stars were, you know, they were gonna match you toe-to-toe and just all offense, and they changed that all around. Now they're a really good, solid defensive team. They've got a buy-in from the Stars. You know, if you can get Sagan and Ben to play quality defense, you don't worry about them scoring as much. They're still going to get you the points, and they show up when it counts. But, you know, it's a tough team to play against. You got to work for every inch you're going to get out there.
Hal, we talk a lot about, you know, the key guys, the high-paid forwards on this team needing more production. You know, I'm sure as much as we talk about it, those guys think about it, talk about it, understand the situation, want it to change. From your perspective, is this, you know, do you look at it like just some individuals have to do more on their own, like just go to a hard area, do something more, compete level, whatever it is? Or is there a collective thing here that's just not quite connecting with these guys?
It's hard to take one without the other. I think in order to be effective, the most effective you can be, you have to play as a team. I don't think there's too many guys that go out there. There's those exceptional talents. We saw Dreisaitl and McDavid, and we just saw Nathan MacKinnon. Those guys can change a game on their own. I don't think the Preds are looking for that from any guy, but I'm looking for a wow here or there. You know, you saw Kevin Fiala play, and he has some confidence going right now, and he was in Minnesota. And, of course, we know how streaky he can be. But when he got the puck, it was like every time he touched it was a wow. It was a whoa. He's going out there with a purpose. And that's really what I'm looking for. And it's not going to be every shift. The league is tough. You get shut down. You know, you have bad shifts. But, you know, our top-end guys for the Preds should be giving us a wow every once in a while. If it's, you know, a period from each guy, then you're getting a little more pressure. You're getting a little more attack. You're putting the team on their heels. And that's really what I'm looking for. Other than that, it's play within the structure. Dumb it down. Keep it simple. Play the right way, and good things will happen. But in the end, players got to play, and you need guys to step up and make plays for you.
Preds radio analyst Hal Gill, brought to you by Puckett's, on the line with us. How much of that is mental at this point with some of these top guys? Forsberg, Johansson, Duchesne, Arvidsson. Like, how much of the struggles that they're having right now with their productivity is just the mental side of the game?
It's all mental. I mean, these guys are obviously skilled players. You know, there's injuries. There's a lot that goes into it. But in the end, it's the mental strategy you have going into a game. You know, I've played games where I just didn't have it. I could tell, you have a cracked rib, or you're playing through a bad knee or a bad back, or whatever it is. you kind of get in a mental mindset to go out there and give whatever you can for the team, not cost the team, contribute when you can. But it's a mindset that you're like, okay, this isn't my night. I got to play it smart. And so, you know, sometimes you got a bit of a cold or whatever it is. You change the way you play, but there's got to be someone on that team that feels good and feels a drive to make a change. And so you're not going to have it every night, but if you have five guys every night that go out there and feel good and feel like they can make a play, that should be enough to get you the one or two goals that you need. You just got to make sure that you're getting it from those five guys, and the rest of the guys fall in line and try to keep the score as even as possible. So I do believe it's a mindset throughout the team, but it's certainly you have to be in the right frame for yourself.
Well, speaking of that, Hal, Monday, obviously a really rough night for Pecorini. I think, you know, by the mid-third period, it was kind of hard to watch. You know, you just knew it would just be best for him to be off the ice. I think you could probably look at that game and see a lot of instances of easy opportunities for the Oilers. You saw two unbelievable players who were two of the best in this league dominating, and then probably some goals that normally you'd expect him to stop. But where do you think he is right now? What's a fair expectation for him the rest of the way?
Well, I have to preface it with, I thought he was really good. The two games he played before that one, I thought he was really good. He got sick and missed out and missed kind of that rotation. But, you know, he came in. I thought he looked good in the first period. He looked dialed in. You know, he focuses a lot on his game and his preparation. So I can kind of see it when he feels like he's feeling good. So I thought he played well. And then it's tough when you have those guys going. You know, the goal where McDavid goes all the way up and around, it looks like a goal that should be stopped, but you're watching one of the most dynamic players in the game, if not the most dynamic player, and you're trying to read which way is this guy going to go, and then all of a sudden he just throws a wrister that goes through three different screens and goes in. I think it's just demeaning. It's you know, what's going on here? How is that? How does that go in? And how did that happen? You know, and then you start to second guess yourself and think about things. And then, of course, the power play goal by Dreisaitl was one of the most insane plays by two of the best players in the game. And so you can't fault them on that. The Dreisaitl goal off the rush, I think you're just dealing with a guy that you're, all right, where is this guy going to go and what is he going to do? And when he slides one five hole, you go, come on, that's not where you're supposed to shoot. When you're dialed in like Dreisaitl is, you know, he makes you think that you're going to go other ways and makes you look like you should have had that one. But really, it's a mind game that those guys were playing. And so I thought that was a team performance that was dreadful in the third period. It was not even close to where it should be. Of course, Rene should make some saves, but I just have a hard time putting it on one guy. And I hate to see the way that, you know, everyone breaks down Rene's performance when I thought team-wise that was just such a lackluster, awful effort.
And Hal, speaking of that, John Hines talked about that effort after the game and had some really strong words, said the intensity wasn't there, the effort level wasn't there. And I followed up with a question that was just simply like, how is that possible when you have 17 games left in the season and they're where they're at in this playoff race? And basically John Hines' response to that was, that's a really good question. We're trying to figure that out. As a former player, could you ever kind of tell that the intensity level, especially late in the season, wasn't where it needed to be? And how did you guys go about fixing that if that was the case?
Yeah, that's certainly one of the tougher things for the average person to understand. How can you play in the NHL and not give every effort you have? These guys are working hard, and sometimes you work overly hard. You try to do too much, and I think that's where they've gotten in trouble. You know, it's all about details, and as a unit of playing as a unit of five, and I you watch a lot of what St. Louis has done and how they've gotten to be so good, and they play as a unit of five, and they support each other. If you have one guy that's out of position, all of a sudden the other guy has to work that much harder to make up for his lack of position, and then the next guy has to follow up to make sure that he's covering, and it kind of snowballs, and the next thing you know, everyone is skating around, missing their mark. It looks like they're not working hard because they're all not in position. But in reality, they're working harder than they ever have. So sometimes it gets away from you and you fall apart. But I think you have to come back to not just working hard, but working hard on the details, the little plays, the stick position that changes which way a guy is going to go. And if you can change that, you can change the way the play goes. Now you look like you're smart and you're working hard because you're taking away a player on the boards that normally would have been going one way. You force them and get the stop, and then it's an easy breakout. It looks a lot better when you do it that way than when then you're a little bit off on your details, and good players make you look bad.
Preds Radio Analyst Hal Gill has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Hal, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and we'll see you tonight at the rink.
Thanks for having me, guys. It'll be a big game tonight. Obviously, we're on the must-win train right now, yeah. And this is a must-win for the Preds.
No question about it. Thanks, Hal.
Thanks.
Hal Gill brought to you each and every week by Puckett's, and it's a big one tonight. I like a lot of what he said there. I think the Predators have been guilty of this at times. Sometimes you're so far in a funk, and you're trying to do everything you can possibly do that you just don't make the simple plays. I think that's a lot of what Philip Forsberg specifically has been going through as of late. Is, you know, he understands he hadn't scored in a while. He understands that he's a guy that this team relies on to be productive offensively. And there have been a lot of times over the last two or three weeks where he's tried to do, I think, too much instead of just making that simple play that's right there in front of him. And that can happen, especially when you're struggling. That's something that you as a player, that's a hard mental battle to kind of fight there.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting too, Hal, talking about, you know, a wild play like Fiala, you see a little, just a jump and a confidence, and like he knows he's going to make a play. And if you get just a little bit of that from some of these guys, what does that mean? Well, how does that translate into production and pressure? Probably means something.
Yeah, when we come back, we'll wrap up the show, look ahead at tonight's game against the Dallas Stars. But first, join 102.5 The Game at the Walmart located at 7044 Charlotte Pike in Nashville this Saturday from 11 to 2 p.m., We'll be out there giving away prizes and tickets to upcoming Preds games. Plus, Nash will be on hand from 1 to 2. So, always fun to see Nash out there. While you're there, be sure to grab a limited edition Nashville Predators Dr. Pepper 6-pack. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. That's at Walmart at 7044 Charlotte Pike in Nashville this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll be back next to wrap up the show here on Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.